As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures. I'll be reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 25 through 28, the words we found there on the screen. It says, But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man came to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of worship. We thank you for this church community and the many gifts that are present here and the ways in which we can share those gifts with the world around us and how you call us to do so in humility, in love, in compassion. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for this time together, that we are not alone, but that you walk with us and your presence is here through the power of your Holy Spirit. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. So as we finish up these last the 3 weeks, I've been talking about leading like Wesley. We talked about leading diligently and how John Wesley structured his time to serve God to the best of his ability. Last week, we talked about leading positively and in the spirit of thinking good and right and thinking the best of each person, that everyone is doing the best they can and thinking and believing that. This morning, we're going to talk about a quality that is not flashy, it's not loud, it can sometimes be seen as a weakness in the world. In fact, many times people confuse leading humbly or leading with humility as low self-esteem. But we're going to talk today about leadership and leading humbly as a Christian and how that's different and unique from that of the world. You see, our example is Jesus, and our posture is service. In the scripture that I just read, Jesus begins to teach the followers, the disciples, about true leadership and servanthood, contrasting it with the leadership style of the rulers of the Gentiles. He highlights how the rulers of the Gentiles often use their leadership as a power to dominate. But Jesus sets a different standard for his followers. Jesus teaches his disciples that true greatness, true leadership, true living comes from serving others with humility and selflessness. And this challenges his followers to understand that power and authority is different than what they've previously witnessed or even believed. Jesus didn't just talk about humility, but he consistently showed it as he displayed a heart of service towards others, putting their needs above his own as the ultimate example of humility. His sacrificial service was a demonstration of love and kindness and compassion that we're called to emulate in our own lives. He shows us that the true essence of leadership and living humbly is by taking the role of a servant. We, the church, you and I, are called to live in that same way. We do not exist to be like the culture. We exist to be countercultural. Bishop Harvey, we just got back from annual conference yesterday afternoon, and Bishop Harvey, in one of her sermons or talks throughout the week, said, "Kindness, respect, and humility are acts of resistance. They cause disruption because they are not of the norm." Or they've become not the norm. We're to be different and to treat others differently than what has become excused by the world as okay or normal or even expected. as people respond to people in ways that are hurtful, disrespectful, and oppressive. Wesley understood that pride would be the hardest temptation to avoid for himself, and for him, humility was seeing oneself correctly from God's perspective. In order to do that, we have to walk where Jesus walked. We have to go where Jesus went. We follow where he went most frequently, with those in need, with those who are in need of healing, with those who are on the margins of societies. Those were the places Jesus spent most of his time, not seeking to impress them, but in order to serve them with kindness and love and compassion. In the book Lead Like Wesley, it mentions a gentleman by the name of John Fletcher. Wesley admired Fletcher greatly and went so far as to name him as a potential successor in leading the Methodist movement. But that didn't come to fruition because Fletcher ended up preceding Wesley in death. However, Wesley admired Fletcher and appreciated him because his sense of humility. It says, out of Fletcher's humility sprung up patience. And through his humility and patience, it produced in him a most ready mind which embraced every cross with willingness and pressure. It says, for the good of his neighbor, nothing seemed hard. Nothing wearisome. For the good of his neighbor, nothing seemed hard or wearisome. He went at all of these difficult interactions and relationships with others, and he thought of them as divine appointments. And he was ever so conscious that humbly serving God is by serving others. And that was the main thing of his life. What if we treated folks who we encounter as if we were encountering Jesus himself? How would that change the way we talked and treated and interacted with one another and those in the world? What if our interactions with others was as if they were with Jesus himself? You know, today in a society that often values power and self-promotion, Jesus' message challenges us to reconsider our approach. Humility is one of the main qualities, top four characteristics shared by the best leaders, and a key attribute for those who are to be successful. You see, because without humility, one is unable and often unwilling to learn and to grow. And maybe that's why, as Jesus looked out and recruited his disciples and those followers of Jesus, that those first 12, he didn't go to those in high places who maybe thought that they had already made it and knew everything. But Jesus went to the fishermen. And as John Wesley chose and developed leaders, he did that from everyday people, empowering common people for the work of the gospel, regardless of their station in life or previous achievements. People who are willing to learn and grow and move on to perfection in loving God and loving our neighbors. John Wesley considered humility as such an important quality in his living and leadership that in his book of prayer, he spent one full day focusing on humility, asking God to pour into him the whole spirit of humility. And after he prayed about it, he didn't just pray about it, but he went on to reflect about it. How is he falling short? Where is he doing well? In order to help dig into himself and truly examine his heart of any pride or disobedience. On the flip side, there are some questions there that you might reflect on whenever you have a minute about humility, seeking God in that way. There was a show that I don't think it's on TV anymore, but there was a show called Undercover Boss that was on for a while. And Undercover Boss, a CEO or a high-powered person in some position would get dressed up, often put on some kind of wig or face mask or something like that, and go into the workplace, the normal workplace. And so the CEO would be working the cash register at some organization that they are part of or whatever it was. They would take the role and go and spend time with the common, the everyday folks, to experience it, to meet them. But I have to wonder, as they go into those places, they can change their wig or whatever it may be, but it's hard to change your voice. And so I'm wondering, like, wouldn't that employee know the voice of those who are leading them? Leading and living with humility is living a life of servanthood. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd. Just as the child knows the voice of their mother or father, even when they're not seen. May we live and lead in ways that are humble. Leadership coach and author Steve Gutzler says these things of having humility, these seven things. It says, it keeps you grounded and focused on serving others. Humility reminds you that you are but one person and everyone is important. Humility allows you to gain and keep the respect of those you are charged to lead. Humility is the foundation by which all other leadership qualities can thrive. It starts with the humility. Humility cuts down pride and keeps you approachable. Humility always, it's always better to live a humble life than to be humbled. And then lastly, it says, humility tells others that you are just one man or woman on a journey and that you have not arrived. Wesley understood that humility was not just essential for leaders, but for all of us, for every single person who desires and longs to be useful for the kingdom of God. In Philippians 2, the Apostle Paul reminds us, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but to the interests of the others. Humility is hard as we finish out these few qualities of leading like Wesley. Humility might be one of the toughest. True humility is an attainable but often elusive spiritual attribute. The moment you feel that you have obtained it, it is lost. The best way to develop humility is to focus not on trying to achieve it, but trying to live as Jesus desires. By focusing on loving God and loving others to the best of our ability, by following in the example and the words of Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve. He exemplifies humility for us. Friends, may by following Christ's example, we can contribute more to this world, to create a compassionate, just, and loving place that reflects God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. May we live lives that are diligent, that are positive, and most importantly, humble as we serve God today. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to meet in this place, to continue to learn and grow of what it means to be a follower of yours and to do that in community with others, that we're not alone, that we're all important. And so, God, may we live a life of humility. May we live a life of love, kindness, and compassion in all that we say and all that we do, as we treat others the way that we would like to be treated. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.